an amazing grace. Amazing grace. Now, it's remarkable. But they've not changed. They've simply evolved. It's 4 p.m., a break for the business news. When I return, we'll delve into another matter. Is Aso Rock's presidential clinic more deserving? And all the 14 teaching hospitals, federal teaching hospitals in the country combined. When I return, please stay with us.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dio.
Welcome back. Still Hard Facts. It's Nigeria Info and here in Bud Harcourt. I'm Dion. 11 minutes come past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. Story haircuts in Premium Times. You can find, you know, similar stories or similar version in other dailies, I'm certain. But this one's captioned, Buhari's big budget for president's new medical unit dwarfs project funding for 14 teaching hospitals. President Muhammadu Buhari plans to pump over 20 billion naira into the construction of a new presidential wing at the State House Clinic, which he rarely uses, an amount that far outstrips allocations for new and ongoing projects in 14 federal teaching hospitals, an analysis of the 2022 budget shows. And the president has asked the National Assembly to approve 21.9 billion naira for the construction of a presidential wing at the State House Medical Center in 2022. The project has already received 1.4 billion naira since 2020, meaning by next year it would have received 23.3 billion naira in total. At a 16.31 trillion naira budget passed a second reading at Senate on Wednesday amid complaints by lawmakers that the nation's budgets were increasingly making less impact on citizens and have consistently paid more attention on vague and non-critical projects than key items such as education, healthcare and job creation. We must change our implementation strategy in our budget system so that Nigerians can benefit from this annual ritual called budget, said Abba Moro, a PDP senator from Benue State. Now, the huge proposal for the presidential wing is the latest example of how successive governments have continued to commit scarce resources to projects that promise limited value as they are aimed at providing services to a few individuals, in this case the president, vice president and their families, at the expense of critical projects that should serve millions of Nigerians. Now, for years, the State House Clinic has been a magnet for oversized budgetary allocations, but its efficiency has remained below par. In 2017, First Lady Aisha Buhari said the facility was poorly run despite billions committed to it over the years, and her daughter Zara said the hospital was unable to provide paracetamol. Now, Aisha Buhari at the time said, and I quote, "I called the Aso Clinic to find out if they have an x-ray machine. They said it's not working. In the end, I had to go to a hospital owned and operated by foreigners 100%. There is a budget for the hospital, and if you go there now, you will see a number of constructions going on, but they don't have a single syringe there. What is the purpose of the buildings if there are no equipment there to work with? You can imagine what happens across the states to governor's wives if this will happen to me in Abuja." So there you have it. Now, the PAMSEC State House, Umara Tijani, said in August that a state-of-the-art clinic would particularly cater for the medical needs of the president, vice president, members of their families, as well as other government officials. According to him, the project is expected to be completed in the next 2 years before the end of the Buhari administration. Now, here is the budget. The 2022 budget capital allocation to national teaching hospitals, and I read this earlier on, to Unilag Teaching Hospital that's loose in Lagos, they're getting 1.69 billion. ABU, you know what? Let's do a quick math together here. Can you get your calculators as well? Can you do that? Get your calculators. Let's work this math together. Okay, I'll give you another couple of seconds. We're going to do a few maths here, or some maths rather. as we add up the allocation to all the federal teaching hospitals in the country. Let's count them. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There are 14 of them. So I want to believe you've got a calculator right now, or you open up the calculator app on your mobile device. All right, so let's go. So Unilag Teaching Hospital gets 1.69. Just put 1.69. You don't have to type the entire billion, all the zeros. Just type 1.69 plus ABU Teaching Hospital gets 2.38 billion. Then type 2.38. Plus University College Ibadan, UCI, gets 1.49 plus 1.49. By the way, you're going to send me your answer, so to be sure we're both on the same page. Okay, so keep doing that. So UCI got 1.49, UNN 1.38 billion. That's plus 1.38. Let's see. Unibank gets 1.35 billion plus 1.35, and OAU also gets 1.35 billion. That's plus 1.35. And let's see, Uni Lorraine Teaching Hospital gets 982 million. So for this, you will do 0.982. Okay, so just type 0. plus 0.982. Okay, plus 0.982. Okay, and let's see, Uni Jos gets 908 million. Same thing, you just type plus 0.908. Okay, plus University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, UPTH, because 1.14 billion, so that's plus 1.14. Unimaid got 986 million, that's plus 0.986, plus 0.986. Okay, and let's see, Damfodil University got 987 million, that's plus 0.987 plus Aminu Kano got 2.49 billion, so that's plus 2.49. Uni Abuja got 1.90 billion, that's plus 1.90, and plus 8 ATBU Atbu Teaching Hospital got 947 billion, that's plus 0.947. So what's your total? What's your total via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416? I want to compare your total to mine. What total did you get? Send it now via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. You have a few seconds to do that, so I compare your answer to mine. So what's your answer? Once again, via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Was anyone doing the maths with me? Were you doing the maths with me? I'd say. Maybe I can give it a few more seconds. Now, a reminder, by the way, that what the government has budgeted for this state-of-the-art clinic is 21.9 billion naira. That was proposed in this for next year's budget, 21.9 billion. Now, the budget or the hospital already received 1.4 billion in the 2020 budget. Now, if you add 1.4 billion to 21.9 billion, it comes down to 23.3 billion naira in total. But you know what? Let's leave last year's budget alone. Let's concentrate on what's allocated or proposed for next year, or this year rather. Let's look at what's proposed for next year. 21.9 billion. So let's see. I'm getting some responses now. Someone says 19.83 billion. I'm getting 19.7 billion. Okay. 19.98 billion. 19, that's Abel, Mr. Abel from Rumobo. 19.98, Furo from Ibeto. 19.98 billion at Smart Michael. Okay, that's what I got. I got 19.98 billion naira as well. 19.98 billion. Meanwhile, the presidential wing of the State House Clinic is getting a new clinic for 21.9 billion naira. But all the 14 federal teaching hospitals in the country are going to get 19.98 billion next year. What do you make of this? The lines are open right now. Call 0817-923-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. The WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Via WhatsApp, it's indicative of the utter disdain that the ruling class holds the populace, exemplified by President Buhari, that such a lopsided travesty of justice would actually appear in a budget proposal and get passed, accepted by the National Assembly. What a disgusting demonstration of monetary diversion. I bet nothing will be done at that clinic, not even the provision of syringes. The funds there are going to be used to fund election expenses. How horrid. I'd ask from A.B. Bozema. How about you? What's your take on this situation? Possibly you did the math with me as well. You got any thoughts on it? Let's hear it. We've got a commercial break coming up any moment now. But your text still very much welcome. The lines once again, numbers to call rather, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003 or 0817-923-0007. Facebook is on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Is the president's clinic more deserving than all other teaching hospitals in the country combined? In your estimation, I mean, it's the president we're talking about here. I mean, it should be the best, right? I mean, we're talking about the president's life here and his family and the vice president, the number two man in the country, and some of the other top shots as well. I'm bound from artillery. You're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah. Naya, I greet you.
You're welcome. Go on.
Yeah. You see, that thing I was saying about government and those who are ruling us, now that they have shared money for hospitals, you know that this morning now that they are sharing all over the thing also with CBD, the politicians will still be traveling to go treat themselves and treat their families. That is the love they have they have in Nigeria. That is the problem. Look at the type of money that Asoro Clinic have received since Buhari come to power. And he leave the same Asoro Clinic here and go to that.
Maybe after
God
this new...
Desire.
Okay, all right. Well, I was going to say, maybe after this new clinic, the president or future president will no longer travel overseas for medical attention. Maybe. Emmanuel from Rumo Lumini, you're welcome. Go on.
Adebayo, good afternoon, sir.
All right, go on.
First, I want to sincerely thank you because so many things you're bringing to our knowledge. They will never analyze it like this for us to really follow up. My problem is not even the cash. My problem is this. At the end of the day, Adesina will now come up online or on television and will tell us that it's the UK that has the medical history of our president. And that is the reason why no matter how many billion they put him into Abuja hospital there, over their presidential, whatever, that they will never put the president there for any checkup. I mean, ordinary checkup. They will not send him down to America, where the doctor that has his medical history will not take charge of it. Then the question now comes in, who are the people attending the hospital inside there in the villa? And when you check the rating, you will understand that the lopsidedness of the whole thing is very, very high. How can you just allocate such billions for just one particular one? And this one that is up to 14 hospitals is 19 point something for everybody. Look at Kano, has 2 point something billion. And Port Harcourt is just 1.1.
Right now, so Emmanuel, you're ethnicizing the allocation as well.
My brother, the allocation is not well allocated.
Maybe the hospital in Kano needs an equipment that Uniport UPTH has already. Come on, don't do that. Don't ethnicize it.
Okay,
everything can
right.
be ethnicized.
You're right. There is a particular thing they need to bring from America, and they needed to do it by this 2022.
Not every conversation has to end with ethnic coloration. I don't think
Hello?
So. Much. I said, not every conversation has to have an ethnic coloration, don't you think?
Yes. Well, let's see the tail end of it, because the whole thing is this. Whether the sharing formula is okay, from the other side is higher.
Emmanuel, it's not a sharing formula. It's about needs. These teaching hospitals present their needs. And
I can't remember the medical doctors, even the one that just came back from strike, tendering, a budget from the medical angle sector of the country has been requesting for this and that, that me and you have the request in our hands to work with. They told you before Kano State was requesting for this, that because
once again, Emmanuel, I don't think that somebody just wakes up one morning and decides to start sharing money to federal teaching hospitals. I think it's
since you started helping us, help us and find out these hospitals. What are they going to buy?
Emmanuel, you can do some research on your own as well. Go online, see if you can find the information, Emmanuel. Ready to help from you there. Let's see, via WhatsApp, this wouldn't even have been a problem if only to put an end to medical tourism. But at the end of the day, they will share this money and still be running around Europe and America looking for what is not lost. God help us. Is that going to stop them from going abroad for headaches, toothaches, ear pain, malaria, and cold? We need to wear our gyms against this kind of thing also, please. Possibly, I suppose. All right, via Facebook, Elvis Imo on Facebook goes, some people are more Nigerian than the other. And that's what we see in Nigeria, a country that will bend his neck to develop Nigeria Republic than to reconstruct a single road in the South East. To come out to say our unity is not... This has gone a different direction. 27 going past 4 p.m. I've got a commercial break coming up right now. Discussions on this matter continues right after. Watch to please stay with us. Welcome back. Still had Fact to Nigeria Info and Harry Input Harcourt. I'm Dyer. 26 minutes ago before 5 o'clock, we've got the news updated 5. After that, we're discussing APC's state congresses happening this weekend, Saturday, I think. But before then, conversation continues on Buhari's big budget for President's new medical unit, dwarfing projects, funding for 14 teaching hospitals. The lines are open. Join the conversation. The President, Buhari, plans to pump over 20 billion naira into the construction of a new presidential wing at the State House Clinic, which he rarely uses, an amount that far outstrips allocations for new and ongoing projects in 14 federal teaching hospitals, and analysis of the 2022 budget shows. Okay, so we did look at the analysis or the calculation. We did some math earlier on, you and I, and discovered that what all the 14 federal teaching hospitals are going to get, or what has been proposed they will get next year, is just over 19 billion. Yet the new State House Clinic is to get over 21 billion naira. Your thoughts on this? Lines are open. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Dyer.
All right, go ahead.
You know, this one, I think it touches everybody, and me personally. You know, when you look at the budget and APC and their promise, you know, they were taken after Obama. I remember Obama, he sent a shockwave around the world, you know, and his charisma. So Oga took over and took after him and said, change. Budget is not the issue for me. My issue is transparency. If now they are saying 20 billion, okay, can we criticize constructively. Let us be civil for once in our life. They are almost out. But we need transparency. Whether it's in the Asun Villa Hospital or in River State. Look at Oga Wiken now. With all respect, you know, he has issues with transparency. He just flips budgets at us. He just flips budgets. There's no transparency. Okay, want to know down to how much I used to paint? I went to UPJ the other day. The population was about 20,000. I used to worship at OPM. The last time I saw people like that is in OPM. Cars were like 5,000, very casual. People are sick, my brother. I was there till evening. I didn't get what I wanted. I'm still going here next week today. So what I'm saying is that, look at the churches. How much are they using to buy syringes? How much are they using to fix the air conditioners? How much are they using for tiles? How much are they using to buy the radiotherapy equipment that are broken? They don't go down to air, especially for the River State. Oga Wike should go in from this concept of transparency. You know, that is my take, my brother.
Good to hear from you as well. Via Facebook, Emeka Collins goes, the revelation is sad as it is gruesome. Just see how 12 hospitals, the 14 actually, will receive less funding than one hospital. It's not fair. I don't know what they have in mind. The hospitals will attend to 120 million Nigerians, while the one hospital will attend to less than 100 people. Check the value attached to these projects. Well, how did you get 120 million Nigerians? Because the population says, or the figures say, that we're about 200 million. So where are the remaining about 80 million going to go? Emeka Collins, could you help me with a reply to that, if you will? Anyways, numbers to call once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0003, 0817-93-0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. And via WhatsApp, good afternoon, Diane. If President Buhari, in his magnanimity, decides to revitalize the health sector, we should all thank and celebrate him for that. After all, he has been getting the best of medical care from his specialist doctors in London since childhood. And that's from relish. Monica goes, a whole Aso Villa hospital, like 2 trillion naira is more appropriate. There is a clinic for the superhumans, while the other 14 hospitals put together is for normal humans like me. Insensitive humans in leadership position. Also via WhatsApp. The allocation of over 20 billion naira to build a presidential clinic that Mr. President will not visit is corruption in a disguised manner. This has exposed them that they are only there for themselves and their families alone. I urge our lawmakers to oppose this heinous and wicked embezzlement by the presidency. Where you killed Naka Senda. Now, think of it this way. Think of it this way. Nigerians have complained, or at least a lot of Nigerians, I suppose, or I perceive, have complained consistently of the president's tendency to travel overseas whenever he requires medical attention. It's been a source of numerous discussions, a lot of dust, too much even, enough to cause suit everywhere has been raised over this matter. So maybe, just maybe, Mr. President is thinking, how about I do something to ensure that future presidents don't have to travel overseas? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe, just maybe. So if we have a state-of-the-art, world-class clinic or hospital or whatever it is at Aso Villa, maybe the president himself, if it's completed before he leaves office or in the aftermath of that, other presidents will come after him, will, and even other top persons, the vice president, their families, and maybe cabinet members, may not need to travel out of the country for medical attention. Isn't that a possibility? Don't you think that's a possibility? Maybe that's a possibility. Maybe that's what the president is thinking, you know. Maybe. Anyways. Is the president's clinic more deserving than all other teaching hospitals combined? And there's 14 of them. And also, another dimension of perspective to this is the following. Now, this presidential clinic is a brand new one. It's to be built from scratch. The teaching hospitals already exist. The 14 of them, the federal teaching hospitals already exist. They're not being built from scratch. So you might want to factor that, you know, into the equation as well. So we have a completely new project that's going to go up over 21 billion naira next year. And we have existing structures already. So should we be making comparisons, you know, as far as what's being proposed or being allocated to these different hospitals? Is there any, even any room for comparison at all, do you think?
Hello, Mr. Dada. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, our president is a very wise man. He's preparing for the future. You know, his tenure will be coming to an end by 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tenure comes to an end, the coming government will not be able to actually transport it to London or UK for treatment.
Yeah.
He said he had to way back to Nigeria. That's spending huge money. Amount of money to actually build the hospital. Thank you.
So you agree? So that's just a good thing then?
It's a good one because it's only for them. It's for the bourgeois.
I don't understand. Now you lost me.
Hello?
No, you sounded earlier like it's a good thing. And I... Oh, my. Okay. I've got to... Ifeanyi on the line. Ifeanyi, welcome. Go ahead.
Hello,
Ifeanyi, go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon. I want to ask, well, is there no existing hospital in the land? Or is it like a little starting from the scratch? Is it not better to renovate whatever it is, still there, make it to the work like you want, make it cheaper? Now, we think about the only thing existing there, that's all you make it.
Maybe the one that exists is not state of the art. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that one is not state of the art. So they want to build another one that's state of the art.
That's what I'm saying. You make a lot of sense. Yes, making it whatever class you want. Starting all over again. Making it to hospital. Starting to send your mail out. Is that not the way of making waste on your own that you want to.
So you make a valid point as well. So if one is asking why not maybe reconstruct or upgrade the existing Aso Villa clinic while build another one from scratch. Avaya, what's up? Maybe other presidents will be coming to... That's a possibility. It's a possibility. This message says maybe other presidents will be coming to Nigeria for treatment. You never know. You never know. Maybe, just maybe, when this clinic, this presidential clinic, this state-of-the-art presidential clinic is completed, maybe even UK's Prime Minister just might come for medical for treatment in at Aso Villa. You never know. You never know. Maybe these things could happen. You know? Dai, good afternoon. The 3 billion naira that was budgeted for the Aso Rock Clinic in 2019, where did the money go? That's Sam for Port Harcourt. I mean, must have gone in treating people, you know. Healthcare is expensive, so probably went into providing medication, drugs, you know, upgrades, equipment, facilities, and all that, you know. Remember, presidents go abroad for treatment because they may have had over 30 years medical history abroad. Many other elected excellencies may not even use this facility unless UK doctors will also be employed here. Sok knew who said that. I don't know. I'm not sure what they're saying about the personnel yet. But it's highly unlikely that they're going to employ UK doctors. And by the way, if you go to the UK, I mean, you find lots of Nigerian doctors who are there as well. Good day, Dial. So we're going to make over 10 units of presidential wing clinics for presidents that may never visit any of the clinics or more than one at the same time. Whereas such money would have been used to increase the capacity of our dilapidated hospitals. What stops them from making one hospital in Abuja for the president rather than throwing monies into unrealizable projects? I rest my case. Smart Michael sent that. To Facebook now. Michael Collins responded to my question. I'll read his initial message. Michael Collins' first message on Facebook goes thus. The revelation is sad as it's gruesome. Just see how 12 hospitals will receive less funding than one hospital. It's not fair now. I don't know what they have in mind. The 12 hospitals will attend to 120 million Nigerians, while the one hospital will attend to less than 100 people. Check the value attached to these projects. So, Michael, like I mentioned, there are 14 hospitals, not 12. But the question I asked is, how did the Michael come about 120 million Nigerians? As figures say, we're about 200 million. So he replied to that, also via Facebook. 120 million is gotten and assumed from the fact that most Nigerians attend private hospitals, so the difference is allocated to the Nigerians that attend teaching hospitals. Okay, all right. So, Emeka, if you say that most Nigerians attend private hospitals, and then you say that 120 million attend teaching hospitals, we have a problem, don't you think? Now, even if you assume that if you take 120 million from 200 million, and the rest go to private hospitals, which will be 80 million, that can be most Nigerians then, because 120 million is greater than 80 million. So you may need to rework that math, Michael Collins. So far on Facebook, Isaiah goes, why is the president always going abroad for medical checkup? Or is it that we don't have a good hospital in Nigeria? So maybe that's what they're trying to address. Put up a world-class, state-of-the-art clinic or hospital at the presidential villa to ensure that the president and possibly future presidents cease going abroad for medical attention. Okay, I think we might as well just give it a rest at this point.